Judas friends, we are continuing our previous shiur where we saw two sources that we're now allowed to receive karbanos from Kusim and Akums. One, the pasuk in Ezra, Lelechem b'lanu livenos es beis Elokeinu, and the other one from the pasuk of Umiyat ben Necher lo sakribu es lechem Elokeichem mikol elu. So from here we learn that we are not allowed to, we don't accept shkalim from Akum. We saw in the previous shiur, possible nafkamina, that from the pasuk of Miyadko ben Nechar, that'd be a psul in the etzem chefts of the karban, that you shouldn't be macro from what the goyim give, from what the kusim give. And from the pasuk of Lolechem Elanu, living us is base Elokeinu, we are going to learn something else, that it's a psul in the gabra, that we are not allowed to accept. Now, the Mishnah Shkalim says that a Nachri and a Kusi, if they give Shkalim, as we saw in the previous year, we're not Makabel. The Mishnah mentions both Nachri and Kusi. So, the din of Kusi not being Shokel, we can only learn from Lo Lachem V'lanu Livnos Es Beis Elokeinu. We can only learn from that pasuk that they wanted to take part in building the Beis HaMikdash, and they were told thanks but no thanks. And that include then the Mishnah holds Karbanos Tzibur, Masha'en Kain, the Sifra, the Taras Kohanim, only talks about Akum. Ein Makabim Shkolim Me Akum. And what pasuk do they quote? It doesn't say anything about Kusim, only Akum. Umiyad kol ben necha lo sakribu eslechem elokecha mikol eile. So it could be that they didn't mention Kusim because Kusim are not full-fledged Goyim. They converted. So whether their conversion was a good conversion or not is a subject to debate. But the Taras Kohanim here only passels Ben Nechar, which could be referring only to full-fledged Goyim. So we have a psul of Ben Nechar being Shokel Shkalim from Umiyad Ben Nechar. We have a psul of Kusi, even though the Mishnah and Shkalim says Kusi and Akum. So we have a psul of Kusi and Akum from Lolechem B'lanu Livnos Es Beis Elokeinu. And in fact, the pasuk brought by the Mishnah, quoting from Ezra, Lolechem B'lanu Livnos Es Beis Elokeinu, so there it's talking about Kusim, and the Mepharshim say that it's a Kal V'chomer. If we're not accepting Shkalim from Kusim, we're certainly not accepting from Goyim. So what about the Sifra? What does the Sifra hold about Kusim giving Shkalim? So it could be the Sifra holds, like an opinion in the Yerushalmi, that Kusim are allowed to give Shkalim, or it could be that that the Sifra will hold that Kusim are not allowed to give Shkalim from the Pasuk brought in the Mishnah and Shkalim. But Akopanim, the limud for Kusi is only from Lolechem Elanu Livnos Es Beis Elokeinu Lechar. The limud for Akum can even be from Umiyad Ben Nechar. Now the Rambam, interesting enough, in Hilchos Shkalim, in the third parak, in the seventh halacha, paskins that Kusim, she'aval Kusim she'nos machzis ha'shekel ein makabla mehem. So the Rambam only mentions Kusi, doesn't say anything about Akum, which is so surprising. L'kulei alma Akum aren't allowed to bring, both according to the Sai, according to the Zifra, and Sai, according to the Mishnah and Shkalim. So why doesn't the Rambam bring anything about Akum? So l'chora kusi v'kol shken Akum. But why would he not cite an open Mishnah? It's not the derech of the Rambam. And first halacha the Rambam should write. So says Hagon or Simcha Elberg Zecha Tzadik Lebracha that there is a chiluk between Akum and Kusi. That even though both of them are in Shokel, but there's a difference in their psul. That when an Akum is Shokel, this is a psul in the etzem hakarban, and from that very same pasuk miad benechor, we also learn that we don't accept bali mumin from them. We don't accept bali mumin. We don't accept their money for kabanos tzibur. Just like bali mumin, even though on their bezbechos they're allowed to bring bali mumin, just like bali mumin, a psul in the etzem chef to the carbon. So too, when they give money for kabanos, it's a psul in the etzem chef to the carbon. Shein kain, when it comes to a kusi, that's only learned from lolechem belanu, and that's a psul in us in the gavra that we're not allowed to accept. But the carbon would be a carbon puzzle. Now, the Rambam says in the third parak of Hilchos Maaseh Karbanos and Halacha Beis that we're only allowed to be Makabel from Goyim, Olos, as it says, Miyad ben Necher lo sakribu es lechem elokeichem. Lechem Mishnah writes that this drasha of the Rambam is from the Taras Kohanim that we learn that we're not Makabel Shkalim from Akum, Miyad ben Necher lo sakribu. From this pasuk we learn, She'en Makabel mimenu Karbanos Tzibur. For kol shekain karbanos atzmo, then that'll be a shutter for the whole of Klal Yisrael. We don't want that in the mizbech. We certainly don't want their own personal karbanos in the mizbech. But we have a pasuk of ishish which says they can bring karbanos. So the Rambam says that learns that's talking about olos, that we are makabel from them. So we see that the din that akum ein shoklin, we learn from Riyad Kol Benecha lo sakrivu, and that would be a psul in the etzem cheftza of the karban. So it could be that that's why the Rambam in Hilchas Shkalim only mentions kusi and not akum, because the Rambam holds that when an akum brings a karban, then the karban is going to, when akum gives shkalim, when the guy gives shkalim, when an idolater gives shkalim, then the etzem cheftz of the karban is going to be pasul. Whereas when the kusi gives the gives shkalim, the etzem cheftz is kasher, it's just a din on us. And therefore the Rambam didn't put the two together. The Rambam is tipping us off to the fact that here I'm only talking about a kusi, where the karban is going to be a karban kasher, they're two separate dinim. So in Maisa Karbanos, the Rambam brings that ein mevin karban sibur me'akum from Miad ben Necher. So if they give, it's going to be psul and etzem cheftz of the karban. But when it comes to kusim, when the kusim are giving money for machatzis hashekel, it's not going to be a psul in the etzem cheftz of the karban. It's just going to karban. It is just going to be a problem with us that we did an avera. Now the Rambam be'emes in Hilchos, so that's why the Rambam only brought down kusim and not akum, because there's only a psul in the gavra by a kusi and not an akum, and therefore the Rambam is talking here about where the karban is kosher. So he doesn't mention akum, and you want to know about them having shutfus in the karban sibur. So then bevakasha tistakel in Hilchos Maisa Karbanos in Paragimel Halacha Beis, and there you'll get your facts that akum, you're not makabel from them anything except for olos. Now so that would be the chiluk between the two dinim nifradim, two distinct dinim. The emes, the Rambam in Hilchos Shkolim writes din of kusim enam shokum. He doesn't bring the pasuk in Ezra, but the perek ches halacha ches in matnas anim. The Rambam writes that an akum shisnadi ledavais ein makabel menu lechatchila v'imlako ein machzirim lo hayadav mesim gan kor even machzirim lo shenemer lo lachem. So we learn from lo lachem a din of lechatchila. Lechatchila you're not makabel there in a davis, unless it's something specific, like a beam or a stone, as it says lo lachem. And even a davar mesuyam that you are machzir lo, but nevertheless, that's not going to be a psul in the etzem mikdash if we take an evren or a korah of a guy and build it in the base hamikdash. So too, shkusi isn't shokel. We learn from this pasuk, and therefore his shekel is not pasuling the karban. It's just a psul in the gavra that we are not allowed to take from him. And in Mirtza Hashem, we are not done. We have more to talk about this. So please, I ask you, sweet friends, to stay tuned, Bli Neder, and we will see continuing Neflos Gedolos Mitaras Hashem Yisbarach. Shalom, shalom, sweetest and most beloved friends. Thank you for listening.